Good morning. How are you today? Did you dream last night? You don't remember? I don't usually remember my dreams unless they're really strange in the middle of, you know, and I wake up and I think, what the heck was that? But what is dreaming anyway? When you're asleep, from a scientific perspective, it's when you're not really controlling your thoughts. You're letting your random synapses fire. What about daydreaming? Did you ever have a daydream? I think we've all daydreamed sometimes. Are our daydreams negative or positive? Always positive. I don't know anybody that spends their time daydreaming about horrible things that could happen to them. But still, those are the things that we're focusing on and we have control. What does the Bible say about dreams? You know? Do you remember any stories in the Bible about dreams? Right? Sometimes God would send messages in dreams, give warnings about not to do something. Joseph was warned in a dream not to return to Judea, so he and the wise men were warned in a dream not to go back to through Herod and to go home a different way. They say that dreams are a way that God talks to us. So God has some control, all control, over when we let go of the reins. So when we let go of our conscious thought, God can take over our subconscious thought. So that's one of the ways that God can talk to us. But we have to discern whether a message is really from God or not, and that can't always, it's not always an easy thing to do. But that's where our Bible comes in. If we read our Bible and what we think God is saying to us is in line with what God wants for us, then that gives us an idea. There were two people in the Bible that interpreted dreams, and that was Joseph and interpreting Pharaoh's dreams about the coming famine so that they could prepare. And Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dreams in Babylon, and that was visions about the end times and what was coming and the destruction of the world and all of those things. So God uses dreams to talk to us. We have dreams for our life, but God has even bigger dreams for us. We're a broken people, and God sent Jesus to be the bridge so that God's dreams for us could be fulfilled. So when we are close to God and connected to God, that's when we're able to let God in our lives and get ourselves on the right path. So let's pray. Father, thank you for your dreams for us and for your plans for our life. May we always remember to listen, because your plans for us are open and bigger than any of us could imagine. So help us to listen to you and to take action on your behalf. Amen.